This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Our republic has been down but not out, and now across the planet, nation states on the verge of extinction. Not perfect, but based on foundations of culture and society, are rallying to pull away from the giant squid that is the New World Order. And in the depths of lies, in a sea of fraud by MSM, we do battle as we struggle towards the surface. What a time to be alive, my friends. What a time to be alive. Dr. Jerome Corsi is joining us. I was going to have Owen Schroeder at the Muslim Capital March that is happening across the country, the nation's capitals, state capitals, and federal capital on in like 45 minutes, but he tells me that the Muslim March is petering out, so I'm sure we'll have excerpts of that later in the broadcast. We also, again, have so much news that it's mind-boggling, but Paul Joseph Watson from London will be heading up our new London Bureau. He is going to be hosting the fourth hour as well. So that is all coming up. We obviously all eagerly await the Supreme Court justice nomination, but all three men that are at the top of the ticket have very conservative backgrounds and pedigrees and are strict constructionists. So we should know by this evening. But either way you slice it, it looks like Trump is delivering on going with judges that he said he would from the original list that was issued, that was compiled by a big computer program and the stat organization for the most conservative judges in America. And then Trump has been selecting from that. That's what he does as a businessman, is he uses computer models. And I'll assure you, just at the level we're at in commerce, we have access to a lot of templates and data systems the general public isn't available to or can't quite frankly use or understand in everyday transactions. But the stuff that Trump gets from the big, big firms like Bloomberg and others is like NSA and Booz Allen and all these other organizations. I mean, that's what Trump's, I'm going to get intelligence from three or four socialist, globalist, liberal CIA people handpicked by Obama to come over here and spy on me and jack with me when his own generals are saying, don't get near these people. I mean, everybody knows there's a whole bunch of CIAs, probably 7, 8 of them. There's the leftist CIA. There's the army mercenary arm of the CIA. There's the Catholic arm of it. I mean, there's just so much. And you sit there and you look at it and you see them like, the CIA says Trump not good. The CIA, Brennan, an admitted Wahhabist and a communist in college? How do you make this stuff up? Dirtbag's what he is. Still threatening the president today. I mean, that is unprecedented. But it shows he's got big, powerful multinationals behind him who are trying to figure out how to take Trump down. But Trump has a lot of the good people in government on his side, and he has the American people on his side. And the MSM is so discredited that the more they attack him, the better. You know, Spicer and everybody, I know we're smart guys, but they keep trying to get the media to be nice and stop lying. Just go in there and battle them and let them tell lies and expose their lies and destroy them. Instead of arguing with them, just expose them, move forward. And I almost don't want ABC and CBS and CNN and MSNBC cut out of the briefing rooms, even though they are proven fake news and globalist and foreign-owned, multinational-owned. I want them there frothing and flailing and, you know, lying and just doing what they do, because it just further destroys them. They know they're destroyed. They know they're hated. They know they're the political equivalent of zombies. They're the walking dead. They're the undead, dinosaur, reanimated movement. And they only exist in the fantasy world. But if you believe in the fantasy world and tune into them, then you are in a world of zombies. because it's fantasy. But you can always live in Neverland and make believe. I choose not to, and more people are breaking with the fantasy world.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I love getting up in the morning, see my children, spend time with my family. But I love getting up now because it's like we're in another world, isn't it? Or in between two worlds. We've got the globalists, and they're playing for war and poverty and collapse and racism and class warfare. And then you've got Trump just delivering pure Americana, every promise he said he would engage in. We're 10 days in, and the word that's been used is dizzying. It's amazing. We're going to break down the imminent Supreme Court announcement, the huge hoax that it's a crisis, he's been discredited. He stopped people from these countries. California's going to secede. All of it lies. He did exactly what Jimmy Carter and Obama and everybody else did. He did his job. Imagine if he let people in. There were terror attacks. The media would then blame him. They covered up for Obama. But it didn't work because the mainstream media isn't the only media. Now, Dr. Jerome Corse is going to be with us for the balance of the hour. Here in about 5 minutes, we're going to him with big announcements. Investigative journalist Dr. Jerome Corse, he's officially joined InfoWars as the man who's going to set up our Washington Bureau. But I want to go to Owen Schroyer because we were going to have him on later. But the Muslim march on the Capitol is happening in every state, supposedly, and in D.C. The Muslim march on the Capitol is breaking up right now. He's down there getting a report. Owen, tell us what you've witnessed.
Well, Alex, it was kind of a mixed bag out here. There were a pretty good number of protesters. But kind of what we've seen lately with the protest is where they don't want to admit that they're actually out here protesting Trump. So they kind of, you know, will steer it in a different direction. They didn't really mention the travel ban much when the speakers were talking. Most of it was just talking about trying to make Muslim-American relations better, which I think we can all get behind that. We just want it to be based in truth. Now, the best part of the event, and I actually captured this on footage, and I think it kind of illustrates exactly what we're dealing with here with the doublethink. Now, they were protesting because of Trump's travel ban and because of Trump's wall. Now, I tried to get in and film the speaker, Alex, and you know what happened? They made a wall around me and banned me from getting in. So they're out here literally, this has literally happened. I have it on video, chanting no ban, no wall, as they banned me from getting into the event and walled me off. So, and okay, I understand it. You want to protect the speakers? What do? You build a wall, just like Trump wants to do. Down here, they're
going to
do
it. So there it is. Come back, do your piece, and say we see the hypocrisy, so the Great Wall of China. But when they do it, it's okay. When Mexico has a wall on its southern border, which they better have, Guatemala is dangerous, it's okay.
Obama wanted to give $75 million to help support that wall, by the way.
That's right. But then, meanwhile, they won't let us get into the Trump inauguration, but then the women march the next day, nobody stops them. And then now, everywhere you get around leftists, they try to ban everybody else's speech, they put signs in front of your face, they build walls. So the headline is, Muslims decry Trump wall and then build their own. I mean, this is amazing.
But you know what? But here's the thing, Alex. These weren't Muslim people. These were the same white women that yell white male privilege at whatever Trump protests. The Muslims that I met out here were nice people. They said, hey, I just came out here to meet Americans and say, look, we're not bad people. We can actually get along. So it was
amazing.
And
by the way, we're not trying to lionize the minorities and the Muslims. It's true. The nasty ones, unfortunately, are mainly weird, ugly white women. I don't understand this.
So like I said, I actually spoke to a few Muslims. We have it on camera. They're out here like, oh, you know, the travel ban, maybe I like it, maybe I don't. But I just came out here today to show that I'm a Muslim American, I'm a citizen, I love this country, and I want to protect this country too. But we need to know that you don't have to look down upon us. You don't have to look bad. We're not the bad guys. So if we can, and then the sad thing is, unfortunately, again, the non-Muslim people out here are permitting you from talking to people. They say, go home, we caught on video, go home, don't talk to them, they just want confrontation, go home, please don't talk. It's like, wait a second, we're trying to come together, we need to talk. So it's a mixed bag.
Well, you know why every rally you go to around the country that's funded by Soros, and he admittedly funds it all, about half of it total, but every major group is, they're afraid that their followers who are dumbed down will talk to a real person and might go get a hamburger.
Exactly.
or you know, a drink with you. And so exactly, they've got to keep their little dwindling numbers together and keep them in the cult. Cults never let you talk to outside groups. That's the main hallmark. And the Democratic Party has gone from a bunch of kooks to outright cult.
And before you go to Jerome Corsi, you're exactly right. We've captured that on video multiple times. The one last point I'll make before you go to Jerome is we tried to go. There was a prayer, a unity prayer happening at the First United Methodist Church right here behind me. I tried to get into that. I couldn't get into that. You know why? Because they want to register and vet the people getting in. I get it completely. Let's keep the event safe. Again, it's just the irony and the hypocrisy.
You know, you're making some good points. And I know Dr. Corsi's sitting there. He's happy for you to continue for a few more minutes. Other observations, Owen?
Well, there was one man who was out here who was protesting Sharia law. He had a sign that said Jesus saves and a no Sharia law sign. And he was kind of met by people that were singing at him. Again, but the weirdest thing about this is if the people that were singing at that guy in support of the bringing together Muslims and Americans, they're not even Muslim. It's the same thing at a Black Lives Matter rally. All the people are white. All the people that are out here were white. The Muslim people that I talked to were just like, hey, yeah, we're just out here to show that there are people in America that are Muslim that are just law-abiding citizens. That's what they really
wanted
to do.
I mean, any Muslims that have really been in violent Islamic countries, a lot of them came here to escape it, and they're really what you call moderate Muslims or what jihadis would call heretics. And they're the ones usually getting killed in attacks. Let's be clear. Most Muslims in this country are hardworking, good people, but the dominant culture of Saudi Arabia that's taking over all of Islam is incredibly oppressive and just absolutely out of control and trying to henpeck everybody into submission right now. And they're using the terror attacks that are coming from their own organization to try to then call for censoring our speech. That's why it's not compatible. We cannot take people into the country that come from these war-torn areas, because most of them are the invaders that couldn't take over Syria, who came from all over the Muslim world to take it over and steal somebody's house or farmland. They've had their butts kicked into Europe and into the United States right now.
Well, and look, we've been talking about the interference, the U.S. interference in the Middle East for a long time and all the wrongdoings that our government is responsible for over there. So you sit here and you try to scratch your head and you say, five of the seven countries that are on the travel ban, Obama bombed for 8 years. 8 years. You don't think there's people in those countries that hate us because we bombed them
but
for
they
8 years?
Exactly. Obama more than anybody and Hillary destabilized the whole Middle East. They funded the Arab Spring. They're behind this whole thing. We'll talk to you more once you get back in studio later and follow those reports. I can't wait to see those.
You got it, Alex.
Wow. Talk about hypocrisy being illustrated and writ large for all to see. The left blocking people getting into their public meeting at the First Methodist Church that's literally run by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's unbelievable. I've been there. I've been a guest there before. It's pretty shocking. And then on top of that, just down the street, 200 yards away at the Capitol, the liberals are out there protecting the Muslims from the press. When all we want to do is talk to them, you should want to talk to the press. Now, joining us for the balance of the hour is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Follow him at Twitter at Jerome_Corsi. He formerly has done a great job for, I guess, 12 years or so with WorldNet Daily. He's a, three-time number one New York Times bestselling author. He basically pioneered, along with Lou Dobbs and others, I'd give great credit, along with InfoWars and Drudge, but really, of course, he and Dobbs more than anybody, exposing NAFTA, GATT, TPP, globalism. And so much of what he's worked for we're now seeing take place. So I'm really honored to have him as the lead man to be our Washington bureau chief and to set this up in Washington, D.C. How successful it is up to him, myself, you, the listeners, and, of course, all of you out there that support the broadcast by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. So, Dr. Corsi, it's great to have you here with your maiden voyage. I mean, it really is maiden. You've been coming on the show for about 12, 13 years, but it's great to have you.
Well, Alex, it's a real honor to join InfoWars, to join Alex Jones and your whole group. You've done great reporting over the years. I'm honored now to be an official part of InfoWars, and I'm very excited to get to Washington to establish press credentials at the White House and to create the Washington News Bureau for InfoWars. I this morning called and got the information from the White House press office. I've now filed the email I was requested to for press credentials, all my birth certificate. I have to have a birth certificate, of course, Barack Obama. And, all the information, driver's licenses, Social Security numbers. And I've asked for passes for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. So hopefully as soon as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, InfoWars.com is going to be in the press briefings at the White House as White House accredited press.
Well, I want you to be able to continue, but everybody knows I'm not at a loss for words. The media really likes to imply that we're the fake news, they're the real news, but the president himself keeps saying, no, you're the fake news, and exposing him. We're the press that helped get the president elected, along with Breitbart and Drudge and WorldNet Daily and others, and Daily Caller does a great job, too. We're all in this together, battling the Glenn Becks and other Judas Coats of the world. And we've even seen the attempted coup at Fox to bring in a bunch of leftist globalism fail. And so we're seeing the ascension of patriots there like Tucker Carlson. So a lot of exciting things. But, I was in the Facebook mentions and just mentioned that I ran into some senior people that had worked in the campaign and are working for Trump. They're like, oh, we love Paul Watson. When's he coming? Are you going to have a bureau? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure. I just took it as a foregone conclusion that that would happen. I'm not going to quote what the president's told me, but I'm just going to leave it at that. And hundreds of articles saying Jones caught lying. He doesn't have credentials. They haven't been issued yet. They haven't issued any. It's starting next week, as you know. So they take everything we do and twist it to make it sound like we're outcasts, we're failures. It's so ridiculous. InfoWars and your work and all of it is seminal and changing the world. And we're not bragging. We're explaining why MSM demonizes us and belittles us, hoping that our listeners and viewers think they're small as well, when they have changed the world, when what we're doing is now taking over the planet. I mean, the globalists admit they're in full panic, and they admit in internal papers that have been leaked that they want to shut down Drudge, InfoWars by name. But then, Dr. Corsi, we don't have any power, and we're a big joke. The truth is, we're changing the world.
Well, and Alex, I had press credentials in 2012. I was traveling press with Romney's campaign on his airplane for 3 weeks at the end of the campaign. White House press office today didn't think there would be any problem. And InfoWars and Alex Jones and me getting press credentials, it was a very cordial conversation. I expect to be cleared perhaps tomorrow in order to be able to know I can get credentials when I show up at the White House on Monday. Now, the real fake news, and my first article with InfoWars today, pointing out that Google is now trying to worm its way into the Trump White House. I mean, this is a huge organization, Google, that has been a solid backer of the Clintons and Democratic leftist causes. In fact, Eric Schmidt, the founder of Google, actually was one of the top campaign advisors for Hillary Clinton. He considered himself the top outside advisor. And I'm going to put together an article for tomorrow showing that the father of fake news is none other than this guy Brock down running, you know, Media Matters. And his co-conspirator in the fake news is Google, which is now trying to block organizations. They won't even say which organizations they're blocking.
And let's be clear. They had almost daily meetings, three times a week, officially with Obama, and then daily meetings with Hillary and Podesta, crafting what search terms were allowed, controlling the entire narrative beyond communist Chinese-style censorship, and now they're trying to weasel into the White House like they're these big friends. Now, Google has a lot of great services and some good people. I'm not saying I hate the whole organization. You know, we've done a lot of big things through their platforms like YouTube. But the issue here is, this is a group that literally, as you said, was the high command of Hillary's operation. And so Trump needs to be absolutely aware of these people. If this isn't folks letting in the Trojan horse, I don't know what is.
Well, and also Google has all of these capabilities of you know, taking clicks and gaining information, profiling, micro-profiling, perhaps the whole population, anybody using a Google search engine. And what Schmidt and Google were doing for Hillary was taking this data on us as Internet users.
So when they go to your door, they have a computer right with everything about you. And let's be clear, they have intelligence files on everyone, including the president.
Yes, that's right. And these intelligence files are being used by the Democrats and Hillary to, you know, take what Obama did and his data managing techniques. And this is very powerful. When these people show up at your door or they're targeting you to vote, they know what you like, you know, what subscriptions you have to magazines, what you watch on TV, what you click on the internet. They've got all this data, and Google offered, and we see it in the WikiLeaks released emails from Podesta, where Eric Schmidt was offering to provide all this data to Hillary and to create a data file.
And that is literally a billion times what Nixon got impeached for. I mean, this is just, or was about to be impeached for. I mean, explain how big a deal this is. Openly, publicly, and it's in the WikiLeaks, saying, we're going to give you intelligence files on everybody.
Now, it completely violates any privacy idea. I mean, it means anything you do on the internet now, if you do it through Google, is going to be subject to being provided to Democratic operatives so you can be profiled. Now, we know the Democrats, when they were in charge of the federal government, they were taking this information, they were giving it to the IRS. You had a Department of Justice that was completely politicized, CIA under John Brennan, totally politicized. This data that Google has is enormously powerful if it can be used either to get voters for Hillary to the polls or punish and prevent those that the data, the Google data, shows the Democratic operatives are voters that are going to be of supporting Trump or supporting conservative causes. This is really a fake news is a made-up term, which is the code words for keeping conservative views off the internet, keeping Alex Jones out of the public view. That's what fake news is all about. That's where Google, that's where Brock, that's where the left is headed. And make no mistake about it, their final aim is to say, we're fake news, and InfoWars does not have a right to exist.
Dr. Corsi, you're on target as usual, and that's exactly what they were planning to do when Hillary got in, because they believed she was going to win because they were basically skewing the poll numbers. They tried to steal a bunch of states. We now know that, but they failed, and so now they're in panic mode. From your research and talking to folks in the Beltway and others, what are your biggest concerns? Because I don't want to get too confident here. That's why I've committed to basically spend every bit of capital we've got and, you know, mortgage the house down the road if I have to really fund us being in D.C., New York, and other areas to be there exposing fake news when the MSM, you know, crawls out of their hole. Because we have to be on the field as real media. We have to step up to the plate and you know, basically, just by being there, move these people out of the way.
Well, that's my whole commitment to create a Washington Bureau for you, Alex, for InfoWars, because it's going to take, you know, an army of our journalists who are trained to present the truth, to research, because you've got, I mean, just watch any White House press briefing, even right the few that Trump has held, and you've got, you know, the front row is still the comfortable mainstream media, CNN ensconced there.
Yeah, we ought to get Bannon and others and Spicer. They should create maybe a lottery where it literally is a deal with numbers in it, and it scrambles, and then people reach in and get what they get, and that's where you sit.
And get a bigger room. Get a room where we can really set up and have a number of people in this audience who are not just the, you know, selected Washington correspondents who are all of a like ideological leftist agenda. We're all set out to attack everything Donald Trump does. What we've got to do is establish a Washington Bureau. We've got reporters capable of digging down the facts and countering the mainstream media lie.
Sure, and here's an example. Imagine Breitbart, who is now there, or InfoWars, or Drudge had a correspondent. Imagine we would ask the right questions like, you've been criticized with non-existing, you know, proof of being funded by the Russians, but what about Saudi Arabia in this news article? Print such and such bragging that one-fifth of Hillary's funding comes from them. Or what about the Communist Chinese in the People's Daily openly bragging that Trump will not be elected because they're putting funds in the campaign? Why isn't the president and you defending yourselves with the fact that the proof is Hillary was foreign finance, not you?
Well, and also, what about these protesters who, obviously, we just saw from the report in front of the Capitol, you know, are not, these are paid protesters. These are, you know, what Kramer was doing, what we had exposed.
AstroTurf.
Keep AstroTurf. These are AstroTurf protests. These are thugs. You know, I was at the inaugural with my wife, and these protesters are there, you know, foul mouthed, in your face, wanting to fight, crazy, you know, recruited professional thugs who probably don't have a clue what they're out there
for. Well, I'm glad you were able to get in. We had to go to three different entrances, and I saw them beating women up on purpose. And the police ordered to do nothing. And we have it on video. It was just so insane. And then you'd go on the news and they'd said Alex Jones was kicked out of the inauguration and arrested, showing footage of the police protecting me in Cleveland. So they didn't even get the right city.
The woman right in front of my wife was attacked by one of the protesters. Fortunately, the police grabbed the guy and protected her. But, I mean, we were walking in all kinds of different ways to get into the inaugural balls at the convention center. I mean, it took us over 2 hours just with the protesters. And yet people did persist and get in. But these protesters were violent. They should have all been arrested by the police. Police are standing there watching them. They're not sweeping the streets. They're not clearing them. We've got to realize that these are not your 1960s.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a right to go protest. I do it all the time. Do it in the area. Don't block the street. Don't attack anybody. But no, I mean, I've been arrested twice for doing nothing demonstrating, but because I was being loud. Okay, fine. The point is that they literally were attacking people in front of me. I couldn't believe it.
Well, and Alex, I've got the information. I'll be developing an article here very quickly that Russia is actually supporting and funding these terrorists who are out as protesters to disrupt Trump and to disrupt the inauguration and these other events. This is Russia. You know, the whole idea that Russia was wanting to elect Trump is nonsense. Russia was funding, through the Workers of the World and through other communist groups, the recruiting of these crazies to be protesting Donald Trump and disrupting rallies. Russia's whole goal was to create chaos.
And now, Doc, this is bombshell, because I've known you 15 years. I've never seen you make anything up. The whole narrative we've been shown is, we have WikiLeaks, that Hillary was doing this and Soros was doing this. So why would Russia be doing it as well? Is it a double game, or when will we see the proof of this? I mean, I'm not denying that you got this information, but this would really, really get so sophisticated it makes my head spin.
I'll start writing it up for tomorrow. You'll have it tonight.
All right, well, let's flesh it out more when we come back. Incredible. Stay with us.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
That's right, under globalism.
Harping on wars we fight.
America is really just 10 FEMA regions. Under global governance.
And I don't mind them switching sides.
But I may have to get rid of that liner.
They believe in
because now if Trump succeeds,
when it's running down my country,
we have restored the republic. And notice with TPP, he didn't just, you know, take TPP and then use the negotiation power he has as an executive to make Congress bow down in favors and then make them, you know, do his will. He just said, it's unconstitutional. I didn't negotiate it. The American people weren't involved. Congress wasn't involved. It's dead. And the power goes back to the states. And he's doing that on every front. Real estate's getting all these perks and all these, you know, free government bailouts and deals. Trump just killed that. And meanwhile, look at the investment pouring in to the United States. We're going to go back to Dr. Jerome Corsi for the balance of the hour, get more into this Russia report that I know he's been working on for months, and he's going to break tomorrow at Infowars.com. And I want to run over the gamut of news with him as well. But before we do that, remember Hillary's book, Stronger Together. Well, it only sold 2,912 copies. That's right. That's what it sold. Isn't that just cute? But of course, he sold 100,000 books in 1 week before. Well, we've got The Making of the President 2016 by Roger Stone that is so powerful. And we have got these right here at InfoWars.com. And you can get them signed for $19.95. That's hardcover out of the gates, discounted by $5. Some places, bookstores are selling this for like $29.95. And it's got never-before-seen photos, graphs, documents. I mean, it is really impressive. And I am so honored to be a big part of the book and how we defeated them and where we're going into the future. It really is historic. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Really exposes the arrogance of the Clintons and David Brock and all the rest of them. And, you know, here's the good news. All I care about is winning. I'm not in competition with anybody else that's a patriot. I'm just moving forward against the globalist. And I understand you're singing from the same sheet of music, listeners and viewers, and that's why I appreciate you, and I'm so humbled. You see, I haven't had time to go back and brag about how you went out and wore the Bill Clinton's a rapist shirt at hundreds of rallies and took over the media and changed the narrative away from Trump supposedly abusing women with no proof, all the fake lawsuits that have been dropped. We don't have time to sit here and give ourselves credit for all we did, but understand we do need to take some credit in the future because it's a blueprint for victory. They just hope we forget about all this, but Trump isn't. If Trump delivers, which he's beginning to do in ways that are really hard to believe how fast he's moving. I mean, he's overperforming in my view. If he just keeps doing this, he's going to go down like George Washington 2.0. And he's going to be able to secure our children and their children's futures. And as goes America, goes the world. As Texas goes, goes the nation. And as the nation goes, so goes the world, as Eisenhower was fond of saying. And you see that happening now, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm very proud of much of the resistance coming out of Texas, not just me. They dispatched Beck down here to try to take over, and he failed. I don't want to fight with Beck, but he's a true Judas Iscariot. So get the book, The Making of the President 2016. We've got an 18-wheeler load of them. And, you know, the $6-7 I make on each book, Roger gets a few bucks, and the publisher gets the rest. Funds our operation. So we need to sell a lot of books to set up a Washington Bureau. Need to sell a lot of nutraceuticals, a lot of supplements, a lot of Bill Clinton rape shirts, a lot of Trump is my president shirts. By the way, you want to meet like-minded people? Go out and wear a Trump's my president shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Don't do it in a leftist area, they'll try to kill you, but in most areas, you'll meet a lot of like-minded people. That's what this is all about. Not about what color you are, but about the ideas in your mind like Martin Luther King talked about. And finally, we have available, it's ending soon, 25% off Alexa Pure high-quality water filtration systems. Already the best quality systems at the lowest price, not 25% off. You cannot beat these deals. And 25% off Alexa Pure air systems, Alexa Pure Breeze air filter that are $180-something dollars discounted. At 200-something, it's just a blow-away deal compared to competitors that are $400 or $500. We've got it for $149 right now. Nobody's got an air filter system like this for anywhere even close to $250. Leading competitors are $400, $500. I bought similar systems 3-4 years ago for $800 a piece. Now, granted, stuff's getting less expensive because of miniaturization and technology and automation. But there's no excuse not to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And then separately, we're about to sell out a Super Male Vitality. We have 10% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12. And I'm taking off on an airplane today. I'll be live tomorrow from Los Angeles. I'm going to be on the Joe Rogan Experience tomorrow. Find out more just by Googling his podcast or going to his YouTube channel. Upwards of 20 million viewers a week. Does the show 3 times a week. And that'll be 1:30 time Pacific that we go on. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Doc, let's flesh out this Russia thing. And listen, you've broken so many big stories over the year. You got the secret documents on NAFTA and GATT and TPP. And I mean, you've been a game changer. And I know there are leftist foundations in Russia that the State Department sends money to that then come back and were against Trump. And there was also Russian groups that were for Ukraine being overthrown, but they were really globalist groups. And I know you've not been an enemy of Russia or anything. You've supported Trump long you have peace and leverage jihadis, but I really respect you when you say you've got the investigative reports and the witnesses and people to prove that some type of Russian funding was actually trying to disrupt Trump rallies. The question is, who would be behind it in Russia? So break down a little bit of a prelude or an hors d'oeuvre of what's coming tomorrow.
Well, I will, and I also want to say that Roger Stone's book, and I just posted a review on Amazon. This is the definitive book of the 2016 campaign, and it's written by a master. I mean, there's hardly anyone more experienced who knows Donald Trump better, more a political operative than Roger Stone. If you want to understand what happened, why Trump won and why Hillary lost, how Hillary lost, you've got to read. You must read.
This should be required reading in all political science bureaus around the world. Instead, they're just trying to ignore why Trump won.
It's got information in it, and Roger, really, I think this is Roger's best book. He really kind of pours out his soul on this one and his deepest strategies, so you can understand that, you know, Trump's victory did not just happen. It was, you know, Alex, and you're discussed very extensively in the book. Alex Jones is made focused on as one of the key reasons why Donald Trump won. Your audience, you know, the what Richard Nixon used to call the silent majority, and Donald Trump knows it himself. He's acknowledged it to you personally, Alex, and we both know that.
Well, it's an amazing time to be alive. Let's talk about the Russians and then what you expect the globalists to do to try to stop Trump.
Well, first of all, you've got to understand that Putin, it plays all sides. And Russia is always for causing disorder, confusion, chaos. Russia's benefited from this. It's part of the whole, you know, fundamentally communist strategy for destabilizing a society in preparation for overturning the government. And Russia can say all at once that it's not communist, but Putin's still KGB. Now, I think Trump can deal with Putin, but this is going to be a matter of power politics. It's not, you know, I've looked Putin in the eye and I see his soul. Forget about that. Putin's a nation state. He's got strong interests, and we have to be a nation state with strong interests. We have to define it maturely with Putin, who's going to do what. And, you know, when there's legitimate evidence, and there is, workers of the world, other organizations that are communist-funded, operatives being sent back to Russia for training, brought back here to the United States, funding coming out of Hillary's campaign through the Democratic National Party into these groups, these operatives, operating below the surface to hire thugs. And we saw them. I mean, I saw them firsthand. With my wife, we both can attest to it. These are not 60s protesters at the inaugural. These are constant. Every other word is a foul word. Throwing stones, breaking windows. These are anarchists. They're nuts. Some of them are mentally ill, charging in to attack people who are simply trying to go to the gala, you know, the inaugural gala. This is not as organized political protest of Martin Luther King variety. This is organized chaos and disruption.
Sure, but I mean, going back to my point, Russia legitimately is trying to build up its families, bringing back Christianity. I don't lionize Putin, but he has made a lot of free market reforms. He has been exposing globalism and promoting nation states, resisting that. I understand most governments play a double game as well. I just think in general, the globalist anger at Russia, I think, is legitimate. I mean, Russia more and more is blocking globalism.
Well, I mean, there's certain things that Russia does and Putin does that can be to the advantage of ending globalism and advancing the cause of freedom. Don't get me wrong, but it's like our government does all kinds of things that if Americans knew what our government was involved in, would never approve of. So, too, Putin plays both sides of the game, and Trump is going to have to be sophisticated, and he is. I mean, Trump knows that, you know, everybody's riding for themselves in international politics, and Trump is going to have to deal with Russia and Putin as a nation state that has ambitions in Ukraine, the Crimea, Eastern Europe, its sphere of influence, and is going to act to destabilize other countries. Rules are going to have to be set. We're going to have to expose when Russia is inappropriately working with the Soros left to fund disruptive protests. I mean, it's also important because here Roger Stone is being attacked as being the architect, you know, behind WikiLeaks, forget Trump, you know, as the elected president. The truth is Russia did everything it could to attack the Trump campaign and funded these groups who were in the streets protesting, causing riots that were to block.
Well, I mean, I want to see it because all I'm saying is Putin is outlawing Soros' groups and rolling up his organizations in Russia. So, I mean, I can believe that the way bureaucracy works, you can have leftists in the Russian system that were going for Hillary. I mean, we know that. I just don't see it as if. But I was also told by some other smart folks, they said, listen, Putin on the surface says he likes Trump and hopes if Trump gets elected, they can work together. But overall, they want to work with Hillary because they have her penetrated. They have her emails. And they know that Hillary's, you know, people got $35 million for the uranium. She met twice secretly with Putin. Kissinger is an advisor to Putin. So there is some triple sophisticated game going on.
And Hillary, you know, this I wrote about extensively. I mean, Hillary, it was being paid, as was Podesta, through money laundering connections and Russian banks. They were being paid millions of dollars for transferring U.S. technology to Russia under this, you know, failed reset.
Sure. So Trump needs to bring that out and burn the Democrats because here's the deal. I'm not a vindictive person. They're not giving up. They've got TV shows and movies and Vice calling for his death, the New York Times saying he needs to be killed. It's a daily drumbeat, and so we're under attack. We haven't won yet, and they're doing illegal things, and I think Trump needs to take the gloves off. I mean, I know he wants to stabilize the economy first, show people prosperity, but they might kill him by the time he gets that done.
And these protests, what the left is engaging in right now, is classic Soviet agitprop, propaganda to agitate, to create disruption. These, if you take a look and see these protesters in the street through the lens of, you know, KGB-funded type protesters through communist organizations operating in the United States, as well as Soros, you see the far left is just buying into what would be called agitprop.
Well, sure, agitation propaganda, but larger than that, I think it's more of a wind-up toy. Like, the old Soviet Union has pretty much fallen apart, and they're kind of more of a Russian Federation and a new Russian empire is what they're trying to go back to. So I agree they want to rebuild and expand. No one's debating that. The issue is they haven't expanded much yet. And then meanwhile, sure, they're following some old Soviet diagram and template and operating system, but I don't really see that being directed out of Russia.
Well, you'll see the evidence starting tomorrow. It's a big story, and you'll see it starting tomorrow. But the point is we can deal with Russia. For instance, we can cooperate with Russia and Turkey and Egypt in the Middle East to defeat ISIS. It doesn't mean we're suddenly going to become, you know, best friends with Putin. We can cooperate when the interests match. We've got to constantly understand that when the interests don't match, there's going to be conflict.
Absolutely. But expanding on that, why won't Trump, when the Saudi Arabians and the communist Chinese admittedly funded Hillary, and then there's no evidence of a Russian connection to Trump, that's been documented, PP Gate, all of it totally made up, you know, pulled out of Hillary's rear end. I mean, I'm sorry, that's where it comes from, or I guess John McCain's. Why won't he then bring that up? Why won't he go after him? He's got them.
Well, there's about to be a new day here in a whole new attorney general and a whole new office of the attorney general, Department of Justice, and you're going to have a situation in which the Department of Justice is going to be empowered to investigate a lot of things. Hillary Clinton did not get a pardon. The Clinton Foundation is still in operation.
And I agree. What does it signify that Obama didn't give that to her?
Well, Obama would have had to make the pardon public. He can't do a, you know, private pardon that is not known. If he did, I think it would be illegitimate. The pardon has to be
sufficient. Let's shift gears to the Supreme Court that we're going to be hearing about tonight, the new pick, and then other things Trump faces after the break. But first, just as an American, as a patriot, somebody who's been defending this country for 50-something years, State Department, anti-terrorism, you name it, what do you think of Trump? Because he's almost too good to be true for me. It's so ridiculous how he's doing everything he said he would so decisively. I look at what he does. It's all so researched and so well done. It's almost uncanny.
Well, I've known Trump for, you know, 40 years, watched him in New York. I virtually lived in the plaza for about 2 or 3 years, and I was working in financial services. Trump is the real deal. I said this from the very beginning.
You said this 2 years ago on my show.
I did. Trump is the real deal. I mean, he is going to deliver. He's going to deliver far more than anybody expects him to deliver. He's going to keep the campaign promises. He's going to, you know, rip into this left like the left has never seen it. You think Trump cares, you know, if the left goes insane because he had a limited travel ban on seven countries for a short period of time? Trump doesn't care if they all go nuts. He's going to continue the ban. He's within his legal rights to do it. And Trump is happy to expose the left as being completely off the wall and insane and lying and distorting what he really did. Trump trapped the left into this. Well, he's going to do it continuously. Supreme Court nomination is going to be one, I think, that all patriots who love America and who want the Constitution restored are going to be able to embrace and champion. And you're going to see Schumer and the others in Congress, no matter who the nomination is, launching up to protest and obstruct. The American people, I think, are going to get very sick and tired of seeing the Democrats just trying to block Trump to go back to a failed agenda of Obama and Clinton.
All right, you're really a banking expert. That's what you really did until you were a journalist 20 years ago. I want to get into the world economy. Can Trump stave off a world financial collapse that Dent and Ron Paul and others believe is basically overdue? They both say Trump's doing great stuff, but they think it's a day late, a dollar short.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, to go north, the rest is on. North to Alaska, to go north, the rest is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and
brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the...
Here's an article backing up what Corsi was just talking about in his big article that's on InfoWars.com. Google's Eric Schmidt: Trump admin will do evil things. And this is just out today. Report: Hillary allies think Obama, not Putin, cost her the election. Where do you think Hillary goes? What's her legacy? She looks sicker than ever. I mean, I don't think the left and the globalists themselves realize how much trouble they're in. I mean, I see the Davos Forum with the communist Chinese president coming and saying, don't worry, I'll prop you up, and lecturing us, even in the Wall Street Journal, how we should censor the alt-right. I mean, it seems like they don't realize how much trouble they're in, though.
Well, I think that's right, Alex. I think you're going to see, step by step, Donald Trump is going to take on the left. He's going to take on Hillary Clinton. She's not out of the woods yet. She's not been pardoned. Foundation is still operating. Every day that foundation stays open, the Clintons are guilty of inurement, benefiting out of that foundation personally. They're criminal charges that should be brought, and they shouldn't be excused. You asked about the financial issue. I think you're going to see also Trump taking on Janet Yellen at the Fed. You know, for the entire Obama administration, the Fed has kept interest rates at zero. We've had a fake non-growth, but it hasn't been the depression it ought to have been under Obama. The job growth has been non-existent because it's all been part-time jobs. You have millions and millions of more people who just dropped out of the labor force, and you know, another $10 trillion in debt. I mean, if the Fed had not been a willing accomplice, Obama could not have pulled off this, you know, crime on future generations.
Sure, and now the Fed isn't going to issue QE3 because Trump's in. So what effect does that have? Can Trump pull us out of this?
Yeah, I think the key element, the first and most important, is growth. I mean, with economic growth, there's a lot we can do that you never saw explored by Obama because the growth was anemic. All you had with Obama was regulation.
Well, it was selective. It was only to the elites.
Well, and that's right. You saw the very top getting exceedingly wealthy. So, you know, Eric Schmidt now has $11 billion, and, you know, that's what his net worth is. And the average person is wondering about how they're going to make their car payments and their mortgage payments, credit card payments. You know, most people are living paycheck to paycheck in the United States, and, you know, got the elite in Hollywood and the Eric Schmidts at Google are having these, you know, Obama-permitted and Hillary-permitted fortunes to be achieved by having monopolies that should not be existing. I mean, Google's power, I think I'm going to continue to write on this Google theme. It also involves regulatory decisions that were made in Google's favor, control of data. You're going to see Google being exposed for what it is, which is a democratic data operation.
And I dare Google to try to start blocking InfoWars as they've done on Chrome and other areas, then they had to pull back because we're exposing this. We have a right as citizens to not be manipulated and to not have you dominate and control the press in the White House. I'm not out to get Google. Google has been out to get us, and I'm sorry, their monopoly stops when it touches my First Amendment.
Well, and also it's a process of defending ourselves. I mean, if Hillary had won, you could bet the FCC, which was in the process.
Oh, they admitted they were going to start shutting down free press. I mean, Obama signed that law. Come back and do 5 more minutes, Doctor, and we'll let you go. We have another guest coming up. I want to talk about that. Obama signed that law 2 weeks before the election, or 2 weeks before Trump got in, saying federalize all media. What is Trump going to do about that?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.